Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Kama daf Zion, Baba Kama 7. And today's daf yomi is dedicated for Yeshua, Tzolah, for all of Am Yisrael. But it's also the 85th anniversary of Kristallnacht. And so we're dedicating it in the memory of all those who were murdered in the Shoah. The basic question on today's daf yomi is we've been saying that if the person damages somebody else's property, he has to pay him from the best of the property, from the Class A property. But Abaye raises a question. What about the fact that the Gemara elsewhere, there's another brice that says that you could pay, you when you pay back, you pay from anything, even from bran. Yeah, that you said, afilu subin, even from bran you could pay back, meaning to say you're not limited in what you could pay back. So how do we deal with this contradiction? So our Papa came and he answered this question. He says that anything that's a movable object, why do we say you pay from the best, a property, the Class A? Because that's the easiest to sell. So too, any movable object like bran is easy to sell. And so therefore, that's why you're allowed to pay with something that's easy to sell. Now today, it wouldn't be applied as in the same manner, because if I'm a rabbi, I can't necessarily take your toothpicks and sell them. But that's the basic concept of the Talmud. So Kol mue meitefu, anything that moves is considered to be the best. But we Jews know in our history what's the thing that moves the most, that always moves with us. What's the best commodity? That's the Torah, because wherever we go into our exile, wherever we go in the world, the Torah comes with us. So kol mue meitefu, the best of the best is the Torah, of course.